From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Hurricane Ida has been downgraded to a tropical storm. Ida is churning towards the Gulf Coast. It's expected to hit the U.S. shore tonight or early tomorrow. Warnings are in effect along the Gulf Coast from Louisiana to Florida. Three more U.S. service members have been killed in Iraq, including two pilots whose helicopter went down north of Baghdad. NPR's Corey Flintoff has this report from the Iraqi capital.
U.S. military officials say two pilots died yesterday when their helicopter crashed during landing in a province north of Baghdad. The military says the incident is being investigated and that the names of the pilots are being withheld pending notification of their families. Separately, a military statement says a Marine died yesterday in Iraq's western Anbar province in a non-combat-related incident. Although U.S. military deaths in fighting are much less frequent in Iraq, there have been a number of non-combat fatalities recently, including at least eight in the past 2 weeks. According to the Associated Press, at least 4,361 American military personnel have died in the Iraq War since it began in March of 2003. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.
Life at Fort Hood, Texas, is starting to resume its normal pace. Military leaders say they plan to maintain deployment schedules in the wake of a shooting rampage on the Army post that left 13 people dead last week. From Killeen, Texas, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Even the most heavily affected group at Fort Hood, an engineer battalion, plans to stick with its upcoming deployment date to Afghanistan. Investigators have conducted about 170 interviews trying to pin down what motivated the alleged gunman, 39-year-old Army psychiatrist Nidal Hassan. Meantime, Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman says he plans an investigation into whether the Army missed signs that Hassan may have embraced an extremist view of Islam. Lieberman also plans to ask if this shooting should be considered a terrorist attack. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Killeen, Texas.
In 1987, U.S. President Ronald Reagan in West Berlin at the Berlin Wall issued this challenge to then-Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Less than 2.5 years later, the wall did come down as Gorbachev's reforms led to the dissolution of the Soviet Union and the Soviet bloc that had included East Germany. Today, Germans celebrate 20 years since the start of unification. Gorbachev is in Berlin, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is representing the U.S. Clinton today called for release of three U.S. hikers detained on Monday by Iran on its border with Iraq. Iran has accused them of spying. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at last check was up 91 points at 10,114. This is NPR News. Yemen's president says the war against Shiite rebels in the north of the country has just begun. Yemeni and Saudi Arabian forces continue to strike at rebel targets near the Saudi border. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a.
Claims and counterclaims continue to emerge from the conflict zone in the northwestern corner of this impoverished country. The Houthi rebels released video purporting to show rebel fighters operating in Saudi territory that the Saudis claimed had been cleared of rebels. The video could not be verified. Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh said over the weekend that there would be no dialogue and no let-up in the fighting until the army quells the rebellion. The army has been battling the Houthis on and off for the past several years, failing to subdue the rebels. A Yemeni warplane crashed yesterday, the third in recent weeks. The government said the latest crash was due to technical problems. The rebels claim to have shot down all three aircraft. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Sana'a.
Flooding in El Salvador after heavy rain has left more than 120 people dead and dozens more missing. El Salvador's president has declared a national state of emergency, and soldiers and townspeople have been digging through rock and debris in hopes of finding dozens of people missing. The British candy maker Cadbury has rejected a hostile $16.4 billion takeover bid from U.S. competitor Kraft Foods. Cadbury says the new offer, which is no different from an earlier Kraft offer, does not come close to reflecting Cadbury's value. And Vermont and New York State are figuring out what to do about a bridge that connects them across Lake Champlain. It's been closed because engineers say it's unsafe. 3,000 to 3,500 people use the bridge daily before it closed. The land detour is 80 miles. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.